Hey everybody, welcome to Renewing the Center. It is good to be with you today. My name is Chris and really appreciate you for joining us here on the podcast. I was recently checking our analytics and we have just passed 100,000 downloads here at Renewing the Center. So thank you for being a part of that story as it's unfolded. I was somewhat shocked when I saw 100,000 downloads. It's funny when you make a podcast, you never really consider the fact that people like you listen to it. So thanks for listening and thanks for spreading the word. It's a gift. Today on the podcast, we're going to be looking at the book of Hebrews from the Daily Lectionary. And I'm going to read beginning in verse 15. We're going to pray and then we're just going to see what the Lord has to say to us today through the word. And the Holy Spirit also testifies to us. For after saying, "This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord, I will put my laws in their hearts and I will write them on their minds." He also adds, "I will remember their sins and their lawless deeds no more. Where there is forgiveness of these, there is no longer any offering for sins." Therefore, my friends, since we have confidence to enter the sanctuary by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened to us through the curtain that is his flesh, and since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us approach with a true heart and full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who has promised is faithful. And let us consider how to provoke one another to love and good deeds, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Father, we ask you today to help us to hear and receive from these dense words from Paul in the letter to the Hebrews. We pray, God, that you would help us to distill down your heart for us, your heart for spiritual renewal, as we seek to look to you and live under and within the word of God. Lord, we pray for your grace now to listen in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So the words in this dense passage, and it is, I mean, this is one of those moments in the Bible where you just hear Paul saying a lot of Paul things, and it can almost begin to sort of run together and mute the power of the words. And so what I want to do now is just kind of pull a couple of things out so that we can hear maybe something that'll intersect with our lives, with where we are right now. The Holy Spirit in this passage, according to Paul, testifies to us, says something, declares something to us around renewal and forgiveness. And that's really important because we're about to look at this idea that's very famous, which is, let's be bold, let's be confident. And a lot of Christians want boldness and confidence, and we wonder why we don't have it. Well, I think it's because we need to hear the Holy Spirit speak some things to our hearts. Before you can be confident, you must listen to the Spirit's testimony around renewal and forgiveness. So let's hold these two ideas. Renewal is essentially taking an old thing and, rather than discarding it, transforming it so that it becomes new while holding on to aspects of what it used to be. And I just want to say this is really important. Renewal is at the heart of Christianity. It's one of the reasons why the word Renewing the Center is at the heart of the name of this podcast and this initiative that Karen and I do around spiritual direction and retreats and the podcast. Renewal is the heart of God. God doesn't take us and knock us down and start again from scratch. He takes the fabric of who we are, our personality, our lives, even our faults, our sins, and our struggles, and he holds those things and shapes those things and renews those things so that we move into the future, not as someone other than we are, but as us healed, us energized, us engaged. I just want to say to you, God can take and will take the stuff of your life and use it, even your failure. He will allow his transforming power to enter into the real data of life. God's not going to give you another life. The Lord, in his heart for renewal, and one of the words that the Holy Spirit speaks is renewal. It is, I'm going to take that which was and I'm going to renew it. I'm going to make it new there's a sense of continuity in the idea of renewal. So as you look at your life, I just want to say God's not wanting to give you a totally separate or other life. He wants to take the stuff of your life and he wants to energize it and cause renewal to occur. The second thing the Holy Spirit testifies to and speaks to is forgiveness, complete forgiveness. And we know what forgiveness is, right? Forgiveness is the cancellation of a debt that is legitimately owed. It's a legal term. Forgiveness doesn't mean it wasn't all that bad. Forgiveness doesn't mean you were wrongly accused or you were misunderstood. Forgiveness means I owe, I cannot pay, and therefore one more powerful than me removes or erases or cancels a debt that is legitimately owed. This is what Jesus did for us. Just prior to the words that we read in this passage, Paul speaks of Jesus as completing once and for all the sacrifice for sin, whereas in the old days, the priests would sacrifice over and over and over and over again. Complete forgiveness comes through Jesus at the cross. And the Holy Spirit speaks these things to us. And he does so because we need to hear it. Today, wherever it is that you are and whatever it is that you are experiencing and all the complexity of life, the Holy Spirit wants to testify to you. He wants to declare to you that you are a candidate for renewal and that Jesus has done something to cancel and erase your debt, that you are forgiven. Renewal and forgiveness. Renewal and forgiveness. These things that God has done that the Holy Spirit speaks to us about lead to confidence. Confidence apart from an understanding that God takes the old stuff of your life and renews it, that God forgives debts you cannot pay. If you try to live in confidence apart from an awareness of those things, it's a kind of shallow or blustery confidence, a paper-thin confidence, one that as soon as adversity comes, we see it melt away. And many of us have tried to embody a kind of confidence that doesn't feel all that durable. There have been times in my own life where I thought that confidence meant that I just needed to puff up and be as strong as I could or act as strong as I could. And the truth of the matter is only when I experience renewal and only when I am aware of the deep and abiding forgiveness of God am I able to then possess a new disposition, a confident position. The Lord wants you to walk in confidence. The way that he does that is through an increasing awareness of his capacity and desire to renew you and to forgive you. Because of that, we then have access to this new way, a new kind of life, a life of freedom. And Paul speaks about this at the end of the passage. And I was thinking back to a reading that I did many, many years ago with one of my kids around Huckleberry Finn, which is just an American classic. My son, his name is Finn, in part after Huckleberry Finn. We also named him after an Irish folk hero, but that's neither here nor there. The thing I love about the end of Huckleberry Finn is Jim, who at the end of the story is a freed slave. He walks out onto the street as a free person. Now, prior to that, he had walked out on the streets, had meals, conversations, but he had done so as a slave. And the story closes with him doing the very same things that he'd always done, but doing it now as a free person. Being and knowing that he had been made free made all the difference in how he experiences the world around him. The confidence that God wants you and me to have is learning to live our lives, maybe doing all the same stuff we used to do when we were racked with insecurity and fear, but doing so knowing that God is committed to renewal and that Jesus has made a way for us to experience complete and utter forgiveness of sins. It doesn't change the day-to-day, maybe, of our lives. It changes the way we experience the day-to-day. This is why I believe that the Lord, at the end of this passage, began to whisper in Paul's ears about tenacity, about holding fast to the confession of our hope, not wavering, because the one who has promised us renewal, forgiveness, confidence is faithful. The Lord wants you and me to end up as tenacious people, as hopeful people, as confident people. And I would submit to you the way that he does that is to convince us through the voice of the Spirit over and over and over again of his desire for us to be renewed and the finished work of Jesus on the cross, which has forgiven and created a way to forgive us once and for all, complete forgiveness. So my prayer for you today is that you would live your day thinking about what renewal means for you. How might God be wanting to take the fabric of your life, your personality, your experiences, and speak to you of renewal, not discarding those things, but taking those parts of you and bringing them into a place where they are bathed, saturated, soaked with the life and the light of God? And how might forgiveness empower you to ultimately begin to live into confidence and tenacity? Make no mistake about it, the Lord wants to speak a word of confidence and tenacity, but that can't just be your own effort. That has to be born of the Spirit's work around renewal and forgiveness. God bless you. Go in peace. We will see you soon. Amen.